MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Sunet Ansara, head of Group Legal and Legal Insurance, Just Money. Sunet, appreciate the early morning time. National Wills Week this week, so we get to chat wills, a piece that came out from yourself yesterday, talking around the wills, but talking around the digital aspect of it. I mean, obviously, some of the easy stuff here would be your cryptocurrencies, and maybe you've got some NFTs and online financial accounts. There is an easy part to it. Perhaps we'll get to the rest in a moment. But this still needs to be included in your will if you've got any of these on blockchain assets.
That's correct, Simon, definitely. You know, and it's something that people forget about. Mm. And I do think it's also because cryptocurrency for a long time wasn't really regulated in our country, where people try to actually kind of do things on a lowdown. But now that it's recognized, I do think that including these things in your will is absolutely vital, and it needs to be treated in exactly the same way as you treat traditional assets.
Yeah, and I like your point there. I mean, it's now a fully regulated industry. 10 years ago, maybe not so much, but now it is. It needs to be there. You also made a point, and I really like this. There's other digital assets that we have, and assets might be in a bit of an inverted commas there, but we'll have photos, ebooks, I mean, you know, email and social media accounts, loyalty. We actually need to also include these, and maybe that's less about because they've got value, more about it's sort of kind of transferring that ownership and that process to somebody else.
Absolutely. Simon, you know what? Listing those things are so important because obviously a lot of the time it gets overlooked. Mm-hmm. It also makes it easier for your loved ones to access and manage them after you've passed. And it prevents these accounts from lying dormant and becoming vulnerable to cyber fraud. Mm. So as you say, like a lot of these assets do not necessarily have a monetary value, but to list them is so important. I don't know about you, but I know quite a couple of people that unfortunately passed away during COVID, mm-hmm. and they still have active LinkedIn accounts because their family just never had their credentials, login credentials to close those accounts. So, you know what, it actually just makes it so much easier to have these things noted. There is a way that you can do it. Also, because I don't know about you, but privacy law is a big thing in our country. It's a big thing everywhere in the world. So service providers are quite sticky when it comes to login credentials and just informal instructions from partners or spouses. Mm. So to nominate a digital heir in your will with the authority and instructions to actually manage these online presences for you, close accounts and even memorialize some of them appropriate if you wish to do so, is worth gold. And also, go and think about all your digital accounts that you have. Make a list of it. Record your login details and actually add it as an annexure to your will. Make sure it's signed and witnessed by the same witnesses as you used for your will. So make it a proper annexure to your will so that it can never be, you know, like disputed by any service provider and it will stand up to any legal scrutiny, basically.
I like that. A digital heir. Someone who and again, these might not have, my LinkedIn account has no value to anyone, but there is a case of sort of that cleaning up and, you know, finding the photos I might have stored somewhere, shutting down, etc. And I really like that, nominating an individual person to manage it. And another important point you make, and this perhaps is less around a will and having an heir, but just documents generally. You talk around, you know, most of us have got access to a scanner. Truthfully, we can take photos of our important documents and store these digitally as well. You know, marriage certificates, insurance policies, all of those sort of things, store them digitally for easy access while we're living, as well as when we're passed.
Absolutely, Simon. And also, what is very important, well, first of all, when you do pass, I think there's so much trauma and stress in the family. The last thing you want to do is add more stress by now having to scramble around finding ID documents and marriage certificates, like mm-hmm. you say, and like title deeds to homes, etc., etc. So to scan it and keep it in a safe place is absolutely vital. And also another thing is copies of your will itself. Have copies of that. Share it with your executives, share it with your financial advisor and key family members. But also very important, remember, the Master of the High Court will require your original will to actually manage your estate. So that you need to give very specific instructions to where you keep the original document for after you've passed. Because with a copy, you're not going to get anywhere and there is going to be problems in winding up your estate. So have your scanned copies. It's all good and well, but make sure that the people who need to know understand and have a clear understanding of where you keep your original will.
That's a great point. I always forget that. The Master Supreme Court, as you said, they want the original. They don't want a copy. Make sure folks can find that. We'll leave that there. Sunet and Sarah, Just Money. Appreciate the early morning time. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.